Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of In Focus. Grant Demme joined alongside today with a pair of guests. One you know quite well, it's OPP Constable Joe Tereschuk with the Lanark County Ontario Provincial Police, and Kenny Fuentes, also a constable with the OPP out of Carleton Place. Now, we're going to be touching on a couple of things throughout our conversation today. First of all, the Mobile Crisis Response Team. It's a program that recently received additional funding from the provincial government for it to continue. And then as well, we'll get a little more into a CamSafe program coming to the OPP. We'll dive into that a little bit later. First off, however, tell us a little bit more about what the MCRT program is and what it does to help serve the community.
So the Mobile Crisis Response Team is it's an initiative that actually the Lanark County Detachment's fairly, we're one of the first people or one of the first detachments to really kind of embrace this idea in the region. It pairs uniformed officers with mental health clinicians, either a registered nurse or sometimes also with social workers and counselors. And the mobile crisis response team duos, like the officer and the clinician or the nurse, will take the lead on a lot of mental health related calls that come in during the day. And they will either assist regular members who respond to the call first, or they will sometimes just go and deal with the call themselves, especially if they're familiar with the people involved. And they don't just sort of do initial response. They also handle a lot of follow-up, where they check in with the people afterwards. They make sure their treatment plans are working, things like that. If they need assistance or if they need connection to other resources, they help facilitate that. So far, it's been an incredibly successful program for Lanark, and many other OPP detachments around the province have adopted similar models or have just implemented a mobile crisis response teams as well. We're seeing a lot of positive outcomes, and it also helps relieve some of the calls that would tie up day shift officers or night shift officers for long periods of time, especially if you have to go to a hospital with a patient. The MCRT teams free up other shift members to continue answering calls for service while they deal specifically with the mental health calls. It's basically just win-win all around.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask a little bit more about that, because I know a program like this was something mental health advocates have been trying to get in place for police all around Canada for a number of years now. So, and it's clearly it's working, and you're seeing the results.
Yes, absolutely. And again, the OPP's generally been kind of a leader in this field. Like, we've been participating, or there's been mandatory de-escalation training and mental health training for officers for years, even before the mobile crisis response teams really started catching on around the province. Frontline officers were being trained in de-escalation techniques and different strategies for dealing with people in mental health crisis. That's been going on for a long time. And now the mobile crisis response teams are just one more tool or one more resource that we have to offer communities in dealing with mental health crises of any kind, either frontline members or specialized nurses and clinicians. It's just added resources for the community, and it's been a very successful program.
And Kenny, I was wondering your thoughts on this program and what you've seen either personally or hearing from your coworkers.
Yeah, definitely. So for myself, I transferred into Lanark County in September of 2020 from another OPP detachment that did not have the MCRT program. So coming into it already, I realized that the big difference it made right from the start. Just that relationship that the MCRT officers have with, you know, whether it's Lanark County Mental Health and the nurses that work alongside them, and the resources and the little bit of knowledge that they have that, you know, a general patrol officer doesn't have, it really makes a big difference and goes a long way with what services can be offered to assist people that are going through these times of crisis and things like that. And it does make a big impact for a patrol officer when, like Joe just mentioned there are other calls for service that we have to attend to, and we can have dedicated people that have had the training and everything to properly assist individuals in need of help when the time comes.
And you've both touched on it in the fact that it's relationships. It's building these relationships with the person in crisis and the social worker or whomever has responded to the call as part of the team. But I imagine establishing a strong work relationship between the MCERT members and the constables themselves is just as important to sort of have that flow working together.
Yeah, the officers that are assigned specifically, like Leonard County, another bonus is that Leonard County Detachment has 4 officers right now assigned to the Mobile Crisis Response Team, which is not the norm in the other detachments around the province and around the region. There might be 1 or 2, but Leonard County has 4 at the moment. So that's excellent. And they're each, there's a combination of nurses and social workers or counselors, and they get to know these officers. Like, they kind of rotate. They don't always work with the same officer, but there's only 4 of them, so they rotate, and everybody gets to know each other really well. So those officers know what the skill set and what the knowledge base is for each of the different clinicians or counselors that they may be dealing with or they may be working with on that given day or on that set of shifts. It's just like a partner, like an officer that has a regular shift partner. You get to know each other and you get to know how each other works. And then that just translates into better delivery of service to the public.
And on that note as well, there's also scheduled to have 2 MCERT officers working at all times. So there is that overlap of coverage, that there is extra resources available. It's not just one person per se. There's the 2 MCERT officers. And then also alongside all the skills and training, like Joe mentioned earlier about de-escalation and all that sort of stuff that we all have embedded in our own training as well.
How busy of a unit is this? How often, say a typical week, I know a typical week in policing doesn't normally exist, but how busy is the Mobile Crisis Response Team?
They're, again, exact numbers, I don't know off the top of my head how many calls for service they get, but again, it's been around for a while now, so the officers and the clinicians that work with MCERT, even if they're not responding to active calls or people that are in crisis right now, they have a long list of people that they're doing follow-up with from previous calls and previous days, so they're always busy. I mean, we see the MCERT officers that are in, and they're traveling all over the county. They're going to different hospitals if they need to, and they're following up with clients from previous interactions. So in terms of how many calls they actually go to, I'd have to check on that. I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we see how busy they are, and they don't have a lot of downtime, as you can imagine.
Now, we're almost out of time, but I wanted to touch on the CAMSAFE program. I know, Kenny, you are a proponent in this. So tell us a little bit about what it is and what that offers to the community and how people can get involved, because it sounds pretty great.
CAMSAFE is a program aimed at creating a database for private security cameras. What we're looking at doing here is using it as a tool to assist us when we are investigating offenses that have occurred, incidents in our communities and things like that. Just a quick overview of how it works. It's anybody can register, whether you are a commercial business or you're at your own private residence. And all you're doing is registering your camera registering your address to say that, hey, I have some security cameras. We as police do not have any access to your actual footage. If we are investigating an incident, we can search this database and see that, you know, X person has a camera. We would then have their contact information if they registered through the database. And then we are able to use that to contact the individual and see if they are willing to access their footage at that point to see if they can assist us in our investigation. As there are certain, you know, incidences that are occurring with break and enters and unfortunately thefts from motor vehicles and things like that, that can assist us in identifying people so we can solve these offenses that are occurring.
Yeah, and to that same point, it seems, you know, you go on social media every day and there's somebody, a business, looking for someone as there's a break-in or motor vehicle thefts, as you said. So this will go a long way to addressing that. And, you know, of course, when there's somebody's caught on camera, there's a better chance of finding somebody. And that's sort of the sense of this program.
That's right. Correct. And just to like utter it again, that we don't have any access to the police. We don't have any access to cameras, footage. All we have is a database to say that, you know, person A has a camera at their home or their local business, and we can then contact them if we deem that it would be beneficial to our investigations. There's more information at camsafe.ca where it explains all that sort of information. And that's also where you can register if you want to say that you have cameras and have it entered into this database for us.
It's a successful program that's existed for years. It started in Belleville, in the city of Belleville, and the OPP's fully adopted it. So it's proven to work in other areas. And that's why Constable Fuentes is looking at bringing it into our detachment area, because it's just a great tool for officers to use, and it's no cost or extra work for the community. It's just another tool for investigations.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds a bit like a no-brainer. If you already have these cameras set up, you can sign up for free, have your information in this database, and maybe help find a criminal down the road, because property crime is pretty prevalent right now. So again, the website is camsafe.ca. That's where you can learn all you need to know about the program and how to sign up and things of that nature. Kenny and Joe, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about the MCERT program and this new CamSafe program coming to the county. It's really appreciated.
Not a problem, Grant. Thank you.
Thank you, Grant.
That'll do it for today's edition of InFocus. I'm Grant Demme. We'll talk to you soon.